Good morning, Richwood Industries. This is Christina.
Hi, Christina. Is Rick there?
Rick Start or Rick Van Dam?
Rick Start.
May I let him know who's calling?
Yeah, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
And what is the call concerning, Olivia?
I'm calling about some financing you did with Wells Fargo.
Okay, one moment. Thank you for holding. Rick is not available right now. Would you like to leave him a voicemail?
Is the controller available?
Let me check one moment.
Thanks.
Good morning, this is Renee.
Hi, Renee, this is Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And it's based on some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo back in 2011. And so based on that,
okay.
We were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just kind of wanted to circle back with you, see where in the pipeline you guys might need some financing.
Yeah, we don't really do any financing, to be honest with you.
Okay. Is Wells Fargo the bank that you guys normally lean on for financing, if you do financing?
We don't. Yeah, no, we don't use Wells Fargo, and we don't do financing at this point in time.
Oh, okay. Who do you guys currently bank with?
I'm not sure we disclose that.
Okay.
Wells Fargo.
How's business going over
yeah,
there? You're staying pretty busy?
It's going great. Yeah, very busy.
Nice. Yeah. How are sales this year?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. What are you guys tracking for?
We don't disclose our financial information. We're privately
okay.
owned.
Okay, no worries. Is there like a busy time of year, or are you guys kind of a seasonal business?
We're pretty busy in the summer months.
Oh, pretty busy in the summer months. So is it kind of starting
mm-hmm.
to slow down a little bit right now?
Yep. Yeah, we're just coming out of busy season.
What causes the slowdown?
It's just a trend in the industry. We're busy in the summer.
Industry trend.
It's just an industry flow, yeah. We're always busy in summers and less busy in the winters.
Okay, that makes sense. So when things are slow, do you guys shift your focus at all?
Do we do what?
Do you shift your focus?
Nope.
Oh, no. How do you guys get through
the
slow time?
It's just what we're accustomed to. Been in business for 28 years, so.
28 years, that's awesome. So do you guys have to cut back on personnel, or you just take on less projects?
We're just very busy in the summer and not quite as busy in the winter months.
Okay, and it kind of just lets you balance it out.
Yep.
Nice. How do you guys prepare for the busy season? Do you guys do different types of marketing, like media, print, digital?
No, not really.
Okay. If you guys had access to capital, would you try different marketing mediums?
We're self-funded, so we have capital, but we probably would not. No, we wouldn't do anything differently, I don't think. We do everything that we want to do, and we do what we feel is necessary. So.
Oh, that makes sense. Who's your customer base primarily? Are you guys all just business to business, or do you guys do consumer as well?
We're business to business.
Business to business. What are the typical payment terms you guys extend to your customers, like that 30, 60, 90?
Yeah, we don't disclose that information.
Okay, no, that's okay. That's okay. Just wanted to try to see if I can find anything. Are you guys growing at all?
We grow, yep, every year.
Oh, nice. What does your growth look like for the past 2 years?
We don't disclose anything financial.
is that considered financial?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're a privately held company, so we don't disclose really anything.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. Are there a lot of peers in your industry? Do you guys have a lot of competition out there?
Yeah, we have a fair amount of competition.
What do you think like gives you the advantage over your competition?
I think probably our customer service and our quality and our products. So we feel like our products are superior to our competitors.
Nice. And so is it mainly like word of mouth that people are like finding you, or just the reputation that you've built in the industry?
I would say industry reputation.
Oh, that's awesome. And so like, is growth a priority, or do you guys mainly just focus on day-to-day operations?
It's a priority.
It's a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Do you guys have like any obstacles for growth at all?
Not particularly.
Not really. Okay, it sounds like you guys are kind of growing, things are going good, mainly like word of mouth, your reputation kind of sets you apart from the competition. There's maybe some a little bit of competition out there, but sounds like all in all you guys are doing good there. Is there like a typical time of year you guys like evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
Just throughout the year.
Just throughout the year. Have you guys taken on any new equipment this year?
Yeah.
What did you guys take on?
We don't share that. We just don't share.
No worries. Could a new piece of equipment generate further revenue for the business?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure. Do you guys have anything on your wish list that you know of?
I'm not sure what's in the future. I have no idea.
That makes sense. If we could unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, would you be able to do anything with that at all?
I'm not sure.
No, I was just wondering, you know, like inventory, materials, larger projects, things like that.
I don't really have all that information.
Yeah, no worries. Do you guys ever take advantage of the Section 179 at all? Are you familiar with it?
Yep.
Have you guys taken on additional equipment to offset the tax exposure at all?
We take advantage of all the tax mm-hmm. advantages. So
if you guys were looking for something, it would be maybe towards the end of the year?
I don't know. I don't have that information.
Okay, no worries. Well, have you heard of working capital before? Are you familiar with it?
If we what?
Have you heard of working capital before? Are you familiar with it?
What do you mean by that?
Working capital loan. It's basically a loan based on like. Oh, okay. You've heard of it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Have you
like I said?
Yes,
no,
like
we're not interested in anything.
Okay. Well, do you have like an email address so I can send you a quick note and follow up with you in case something comes up, in case you guys decide to, you know, add some marketing, since it doesn't sound like you guys are doing anything, or if towards the end of the year you want to take advantage of Section 179, then you have my contact information. I'll probably just also keep in contact with you in case anything comes up.
You could probably just go on our website and get our general email address and send it there.
Okay, I'll definitely do that. All right, well, it's been good talking to you, and yeah, like I said, I'll send you an email with a little bit of information about us, our application package, in case something comes up.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.